Lo Yomer HaRishon, we're on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. So if she gets divorced, so the first husband can't say, let the daughter come by me and I'll support her. But as long as she's with her mother, with another husband, I'm not going to support her. He can't say that. Omrav Chizda, Zoso Meres Batzei So Ima, that the proper place for a daughter to be is with her mother. We don't give the father custody of the child by a son. So the halacha basically is till six, we give the custody to the mother. And after six, barring any other conditions and difficulties, why she shouldn't be with the mother, why she shouldn't be the father, whatever. But after six, we give a boy to the father. A girl, basically, unless there's a reason why the Beis Din sees that the mother is not fit to raise the child, the girl, even after six, goes with the mother. So, Bas Eitzel Ima, Mimai, the Gedola Skinner, who said we're talking about a Gedola, maybe it's a little girl. And always the little children under six go with the mother. Dilma Biktana Skinner, Mishu Maisa Shahoya. And maybe because we don't, we give it to the mother, and not to the yorshim of the father, or the father for the following reason. The Tanya, Misha Meis, the Niyar Ben Cotton, Le'imo, right, what's it called, somebody died, and he left over a young son. So Yorshi Ha'avo, Rim Yehe God Letzlenu. So the heirs of the father say, we want to raise the kid. The Imo Meres Yehe Beni God Letzli. And the mother says, I want to raise the child myself. We live with my mother. We don't leave him by the brothers who could yarshin him. Right? This kid, if he dies, so they, the father's heirs yarshin him. Why? Why? Because maisa haya, because a maisa happened. V'shachtu erev harisha, first day that the kid was by him. Right, it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some of the Gears say Erev Pesach. Even was Erev Pesach, they shechted the kid. And the censors, obviously, what's it called, took that out or whatever, because it looks really bad that they shechted the kid. They shechted him because they didn't want him to, they wanted to yarshin his Yerusha. What? Right, they shechted the kid Erev Pesach. The, they had the, reminds me, one Cholamoy Pesach, Rav Gifter gave a drosha in Cleveland Heights where he bitterly disagreed with Rabbi Lamb, to say the least. In any case, so the Cleveland Jewish News in their headline put, Gifter slaughters lamb on Passover. In any case, the so they shechted him the Erev Harisho. So because of that, we don't leave a little kid by the Yorshim because we're afraid that they may be tempted to get rid of him. So therefore, maybe that's the idea over here also. We don't leave the little girl with the Yorshim either. So Mara says, "In Cain lisne lemakom shehi, my lemakom sheima." Right? Don't just tell me that we leave her where she is, but not that what's it called? She stays dafka by the mother. Why does it say dafka lamakom sheima? Shmas minoa basei tzol ha'em lo shma gdola lo shma ktana. A daughter always goes with the mother unless there are extenuating circumstances why the mother's not fit. Rashi. Zoso meris habase tzel ha'em diktani la'mokum she'ima v'loktani le'beis achiha. They won't say that we leave her grow up with the brothers, right? But she grows up with the mother. L'madnu she'kein hu hadin she'tigdol habase tzel ima. The girl should grow up with the mother. U'basan izonis min habanim, and a daughter who is being supported by the other sons, zonin oso beveis ima. They don't support her when she grows up in their house. She doesn't grow up with the Yisomim. She grows up with the mother. They ain't kofen oso lo duret zlom. We don't force her to live with the other Yisomim. Dilma v'ktana skinu mishum hachi lo ktani basi tzol achiv. She's a ketana. Ketana always goes with the mother. Even a ben katan goes by the mother. Because we're afraid that when she's a ketana, we're afraid that they'll kill her. An older girl, we're not afraid they're going to kill her because she'll resist. But they're afraid that it's a little kid, less than six, they'll smother her, whatever. Because this way, she gets a tenth of the nechasim until she gets married. They're not interested in giving her that, so if she's not around, they'll yarshin that. But if she's older than six, we're not afraid they're going to be able to kill her so easily. Then maybe she goes by the other brothers, by the father's yorshin. If that would be the case, that there's a difference between a gdol and a ketana, nisni molech lamazonis lamakum shehi, wherever she is, the mashma the gdol of a makum shehi, the ketana makum shehi. Right, Masha, that it's possible she won't be with the mother, except under certain circumstances when she's a ketana, she's by the mother. Otherwise, she'll be by the brothers. So wherever she is, that's where you give her the mezonos. Doesn't say that. It says categorically by the mother, my lemakum she'ima diktani milsa psikta. Shmami, no, kol bas etzolein. No matter if she's a ketana or a gdol, she always goes to the mother. Okay. Lo yomru shnehem. Both of these shouldn't say, you know, we'll support her together. But one of them gives her mezonos and one gives her the value. Because they both independently made a commitment to support her. So she gets support twice. Not that she gets supported once between them. So ahu gavra de ogir le rechaya le chavrei letchina. There was a guy who had a mill. And he rented it out. Reuven had a mill, and he rented it to Shimon. And he told Shimon, "Don't pay me rent, but Give me you grind my wheat for free. That'll be the rent. The rent will be that any grindings I need, you'll do it for me. That's the rent." The Sophie Yasher, right? And afterwards, Zovin Rechaya the Chamra. The guy got rich, and he didn't need anybody to grind his wheat. He was able to buy a chamor and another rechayim, and he had his wheat ground to himself. He didn't have to rent out his mill for somebody else to use, and now he didn't have a mill. Now he has his own mill, and he has one to rent out to. Omer lei adu idna. Till now, I needed you to grind my wheat, because I had to rent out the mill, and that was what your rent was. Now, I don't need that, so pay me money for the rent. I don't need the wheat anymore, I can grind my own wheat. So he told him, no, we made a deal, and I'm not going to pay you rent. I'll grind the wheat for you. Sovar avino neimer heine masnisen. Right, that's the Mishnah. Lo yomru shnehem harei onu zonin oso keechod ela echad zona vechad nosla demei mezonos. Same thing over here. We don't do something that's redundant, right? That both of them support her together, but one supports her, and even though now she doesn't need support, now she gets money from the separate commitment. Same thing over here. The guy doesn't need you to grind his wheat, keep paying the money. Rashi. The ogre le rechay le chavre le tchina. Lo hisne socher losis mos le masker. The renter isn't paying rent in money. El shiyit chol le mezonos beso bischara. Right, and in lieu of the rent, he will grind this guy's wheat for him. The Sophie Yasser masker. Afterwards, the masker didn't have to rent out his mill. He got an independent mill besides the one that he rented out. Zovin rechayev v'chamra litchom b'mezonos beso. Now he can grind his own wheat. He doesn't need the renter to grind his wheat. Echad zona v'echad nosin l'demei mezonos. So he said that that's a Mishnah. V'lo amrin shneim yitnu l'mezonos afabi shelo posik l'damin mitchila. Even though I committed myself to give you food, we don't say that both of them give her food and it's redundant, but one gives her food and one gives her money, the worth of the food. When she doesn't need the food, she gets the money. Same thing over here. when we made up that you'll grind the wheat, that's when I needed it. When I don't need to grind the meat, the wheat, then pay me. It's as if we said, you're paying me a certain amount, and you, in lieu of that, you'll grind the wheat. When I don't need to, the wheat to be ground, pay me the money. Even though the original deal was the grinding, that's only where I need it. Where I don't need it, give me the value of it. Zemora says, no, it's not the same thing as the Mishnah. Amrle Ravavira Midami. Hosum Chad Kresa Isla. Tarte Kresa Lesla. Over there, she is not shy for her to eat double the amount of food. She only has one stomach. So, therefore, when I made up, I'm going to feed you, it meant, obviously, if you need to eat. But if you already have a source of food from somewhere else, then it obviously means money. But over here, just because the guy has a mill to grind his own wheat, doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't need his own wheat to be ground. Because I'll grind your wheat for you, and you'll be able to, what's it called, grind for other people. You can still use the mill for something else. Food, you eat for yourself. You're not going to sell the food to somebody else. But over here, you can use the mill for somebody else, and I'll grind what you need. So you could still use, it's not redundant, you could still use what we made up, that I'll grind your wheat. You have an independent mill, so grind somebody else's wheat and get money for it. Right? You go and grind for other people and sell it. And I'll still grind for you. That's only where the, what's it called, where the guy can find somebody to grind for. Then he can tell him, look, I'll grind for you. But if he can't, there's nobody interested in being ground for, right? And therefore, I'm going to lose out. You're going to grind for me. I'm not going to get the rent. And my windmill is going to sit there doing nothing. I can grind my own wheat and get paid. Then it's me the stone. In meat and Sodom, even where they didn't lose anything, they didn't benefit anybody else, that was the meat of Sodom. Okay, let's go on. Mishnah. Almana Sha'amra, EFshi Laze mi Beis Bali. What's it? EFshi Lazuz mi Beis Bali. An Almana who said that I don't want to move out of my husband's house. Right, we'll see the almana. One of the rights the almana has is that after the death, the yesoman can't tell her pack up and go somewhere else. They have to let her live in the house where she lived when she was married. Ein hayorshim yicholim lomer lo lechila beis avicha. They can't say go home to your father. She has a right to live in the house that she lived with her husband. V'anazon will support you there. They give her living quarters according to her stature, and basically she gets to live in the house she lived in when she was married until she'll remarry or until she'll claim her ksuba, but then they can throw her out. If she says the opposite, I don't want to live in the house where I live with my husband, it brings back too many memories, bad or good, whatever, right? So I can't live in this house. So I want to go back to my father's house. The Yishor Yorshim can say, we're not going to support you in your father's house. Right? Basically, you have the rights to live in the house which we basically own. If you're living there, we'll support you. If you're not living there, we're not going to support you. Im hoisa to enes im neshehi yalda, the hein yaladim. But if she says, look, I can't live together with you, right? For whatever reason, right? We're both ketanim or whatever. It's not comfortable by you. Then she has a taina, and then they have to support her by the father, Rashi. Yet she loves the base bali. Lots is from base bali. I don't want to leave the house where I lived my whole life with my husband. So she has a taina. She has a right to live there. Gemara. Tana Rabbana. She can use the house the same way she used it. She has rights over this house the same way as when she was married. The servants that belong to her husband, she has a right to use them after the death of her husband, just as she did when she was married, just as if the husband was alive. Bikarim uksasas kederishim shtameshes b'chai bala. Same thing with all the furniture, all the pillows and mattresses or whatever. B'chlei kesef, b'chlei zov, kederishim shtameshes b'chai bala. Shekach kosev la, that's one of the tnoim of the ksuba. The at tehei yasvas, b'vesi umisazma minichosai kol yimei mogar amral losayich. Right? You have a right to live in my house and to be supported from my estate until as long as you remain an almana. When you get remarried, then that ends. Murray says it now. So that's you have a right to live in the house and to use the estate. The Basi, Tani Rav Yosef, the Basi Veloba Bixi. That's only if the house is fit for her. But not if the house is a little hot, right? Not fit for her, then that's not included. Lobadiksi, bayis tsar, a narrow house, kein tsrif, like a little hut. Kidamrim mesecha Shabbos, biksa bayaksa. Biksa is called a biksa, it's bayaksa, it's a place that's uncomfortable to be. Im hoya modu shalot tsar, lo kibalo lov lahotzi es bon of lo shiva. Then there's not room for everybody. So if she has a room in the house, it's a big house, so then she lives together with the Yisomim, who really own the house now. But if it's not big, there's only one room, she can't force the Yisomim to go rent something else, right, or to live with her in the same room. So then, what's it called? She has to go live by her father, rent something else, and the Yisomim get the house. Amar Rav Nachman, Yisomim shemachru, mother almana, lo asa l'klum. What if they sold the house? She has rights to live there, and they sold it from under her. Okay, they went and sold the estate, and now she has no place to live. So the sale's no sale. Versus umaysh nomi rabasi rabbi yochanan, the om rabasi rabbi yochanan, yisomim shekidmu umakru benachasim muatim, mashim makru makru. The halacha is like this, that if a man dies and he has daughters and sons, so the sons yarsh in his estate, and the daughters get supported till they get married. What happens if there's not enough money for the support and the estate? Then the halacha is the daughters, what's it called, get the support, and the boys go and beg. What happens if the sons, before the daughters got their support, they went and sold the nechassim from which the daughters would get their support? They sold the land. Nechassim muatim. So the halacha is, it's a sale. Really, they shouldn't have done it, because it's not theirs. I mean, it's theirs, but it's meshubed to the good daughters for their support, but the mecher is kayim. Where it says hashem lo mishtabdi lemechayim, hacha mishtabdi lemechayim. Over there, the yerusha, the estate, wasn't leaned, wasn't owed to anybody when the father was still alive. Mashenkin over here, the chov to support what's it called, the wife or whatever, as a chov that he gave in the ksuba that started when in his lifetime, and therefore the sale's no sale. Omer Abaye, Naktinin Moder Amon Shenofal Ein Hayorshim Chayom Levnosel. What happens if the house falls down? Right? Now, what's it called? She says, "Build it up again because I have a right to live in the house that I lived when I was married." Now, once it falls down, it's bottle. They don't have to rebuild it. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brayse that says that Moder Amon Shenofal Ein Hayorshim Chayom Levnosel. Below Od Elafihi Omeres Hanichuni Vevnenu Mishalei. I'll rebuild it. I'll pay for the rebuilding and I'll live there. Ain't shomimba. That once the house falls, finished, she's out. And she has no more rights on the house, and therefore even if she wants to rebuild it, the Yisomim can say, we're not interested in letting you live in the rebuilt house. That's not the house that you lived in when you were, my father was alive. Abaya, shiptsomai, take her. What happens if she didn't rebuild the house, but it needed shiputzim, needed to be renovated? Is that considered like a new thing, and therefore she has no rights to it, or is that considered just a continuation of the old thing? Teiku, Rashi. Binechasim watim shabana zochos bohen. If a man dies and leaves a small amount of money, and there's not enough for the support of the daughters till they get married, and a yerusha, then the yerusha is forfeited. The money goes for support of the daughters, and the boys go and beg. Kiddushnan, habonim shazunav, habonim yishol apsochim. The kidmu kolim shiavol the Beis Din umachrum. Before they came to Beis Din, they sold the land. She renovated the house, but shouldn't rebuild it. As long as the house could have remained standing, right? In other words, if she renovated it because it was going to fall down, so then it's if it fell down. But if the house could have remained another 10 years, but she wanted it to look nice and she renovated it, so then is that considered a new house or is that considered just a continuation of the house, since anyway it could have stood for another 10 years? You have no right to renovate it. You made a new house, therefore you have no right to live there. Okay. Go on. Amra Efshi, right? The Vestila Kiyosva Hasam, right? What's it called? The what happened? She says, "I can't live with you. I want to go back to my father's house." Right. So the Mara says, "The Vestila Kiyosva Hasam." Right, so then let her support them, her in the father's house. Why could they say, if you'll be by us, we'll support you, and if not, we're not supporting you if you live in your father's house? What kind of taina is that? She has to eat wherever she is. Why is that a taina? Misayeh le Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna, birka sabayis baruba. Because they can say, the more people, the more bracha comes to the house. If you're living somewhere else, then you're taking away bracha from us. So we're makbid. We don't want to support you somewhere else. We want to support you living amongst us, because then we get a bigger bracha in the house too. Well, it says, the leistul of the fi birkas habayis. So then let them support her according to the percentage, right, of what the birkas habayis is less because she's not there. Well, it says, hachinami, omar avuna, lashin chachomim bracha. Loshin Chachomim Osher, Loshin Chachomim Marpa, right? And a Chanami, right? But what's it called? The Chachomim, when they spoke, they insinuated bracha and Osher, whatever. Where bracha Hada Amran, when they said that she has she doesn't have a taina to say, I live in my father's house and you support me. So the Chachomim were intimating that. When what's it called? When people live together, it's a bracha. So from the halacha, you can learn this idea of bracha. Osher, disnana, mocher peres lechadero, moshach v'lo modad kana. Right? If he made a meshicha and never actually measured the peres, is a kinyan. Modad v'lo moshach, but if he made a measurement but didn't make the meshicha, lo kana. Then hoya pikeach socher es mekomo. But if he's a pikeach, he rents the place, and then even if he measures it onto the place that belongs to him, he owns it. So we see over here, the Chacham are giving you an eitz, how to be rich. Osher, Rashi. Birkas Habayis Beruba, B'nei Adam Sha'ozen Zed Zed. When there's a lot of people in the house, they help each other, and there's a bigger bracha, it's easier to, what's it called, there's more money to go around, because everybody's helping everybody else. Mishtakrin Umazel the Rabbi Modif, and also there's an extra mazel of a rabbi. Right? Aside from the practical idea, there's more people helping out, and therefore there's less expenses or whatever. V'leshvullah, the Fimashin Ishmata, Birkas Abayas Bitsiyasa. So then let them figure out how much the bracha is taken away of her not living there, and give her the support minus that. Then how can they say not to support her at all? Loshen Chachomim Yeshlum Mimena Bracha VaOsher Refuah, can learn from what the Chachomim said, bracha, refuah, and osher. How imhoya pikeach zesh lokeh peiros harbe the ein lo shohos lemoshchan elanosin mos. He gave money, but money's not kolim metalklin min rabbanan. So he has to make Mashiach. He doesn't have time to make Mashiach. So if he measures it onto his land, he rented the land, then it belongs to him. So you see how to get Sokras Makomo, the Havi Leki Chatsero, the Chatsero Kornolo, Hari Atalomid Mikan Schora, Sholo Yuchal HaMocher Laos, or Hari Lecha Osher. Limud Lot Miloshen Chacham. The Chacham not only told you Halacha, but Agav, they told you how to get rich too. Marpe, where do you see the Chachamim when they taught you halacha? They also taught you refuah. Disnan lo yilos adam chitin v'yaniach al gabi makasa v'pesa meishem achmitzos. Right, the person who needs refuah for his maka. So one of the refuahs is to chew wheat and put it on the maka, and it heals the maka. You can't do that on Pesach, because when you chew the wheat, it'll become chametz. But you see from here that normally this is a good refuah. So Agav of telling you the halacha that saliva is machmitz, they told you also what a good refuah is. Lo yilos, lo marta shachitim halousim yofalamaka. They also taught you agavurcha that chewed up weed is good for a refuah. Okay, next thing starts whole thing of Rebbe's Misa. We'll continue Sunday. Shkoch.
Somebody once killed the kid.
Yes, so we find a few things like that. Maisa Shahoya. The thing with the boat, right, where you can't bring Afer Para, and the thing with the cleats, right? So sometimes it was like such a disastrous thing that in that exact situation they were afraid that, right, it's such a disastrous thing they want to make a possibility of ever happening again. So therefore, anyway, there's no reason why not to do like that. When people have to wear dafka cleats on Shabbos, or what's it called, or you have to dafka take Afer Par over a Shvina, so
it makes zero. No, that's the only way to go.
What?
It's the only way to go.
No, I'm saying so. There's other H's, how to transport it. So right, it's not a necessity, and something really disastrous happened. So they wanted to make like a zecher to that maisa that never should happen again. So there you go. It's not like a zera or whatever. It's just because of maisa shahaya, they wanted to make like a zecher to it.